Hey, stranger. I want you to concentrate your gaze and allow it to lead you erotically on this ride we will now take together. Railing sits, bolted and bleeding rust down the rough rendered wall texture. Once an off-white, it only gets better with age. As you place your gaze upon me, my every nook and cranny reveals itself to you, or so it seems. It is power play. The route is set, and my curated scape penetrates your psyche. Pay attention to the asphalt. Feel me as the buses, large, thick, worn, black, rubber tires glaze over my surfaces, vibrating as it makes contact with your buttocks, sending waves all throughout your body with an occasional bump in the road, elevating you momentarily before contact is reached yet again. It feels so intentional that we meet in this way. Just enough connection for my presence to radiate through your existence. No matter where you find yourself inside of me, I will be there. Railing sits loose, temporary, defining patches of access, dressed to impress in stripes of red and yellow with a reflective high vis, contrasting the natural and the artificial, the greens and the grays. A dash of color never hurts. One moment there, gone the next, and you are none the wiser. Dive under me, ride over me, red, yellow, green, go, go, go. The road is ours now. immersed in each other, I seclude you, host you, shield you. I am your one and only, and you cannot live without me or others like me. So, cuddle up under my greens. Breathe the air I produce for you, that I recycle for you. My cola's exterior shows my constantly evolving age-old character, updated, out with the old, in with the new, in with the new to patch up the old. Fuck natural landscapes, eller hur? Take care of me in my old age. It only gets better with age. Processes of modification, neglect, deterioration, renovation, modernization, modernization, modernization. What happens to charm then? Railing sits. Invasive, surrounding the not yet largest tower in Scandinavia, a monstrous example of locker room talk. My tower is bigger than your tower, but size does not matter. And you destroy my communities in pursuit of your capitalist urban planning. Make way, make way for the upper middle class. The only class that does not need to be accommodated. This pursuit enrages me. It reminds me of my vulnerability to you, to your desires. It reminds of your sight upon me, an objectification of my landscapes, masked as quote-unquote objective as you cartograph me in your thoughts. The inhabitant is the cartographer. Subjective and personal, and I live limitless lives threaded within their psyche, within your psyche, unique to each thought process, to each resident or visitor, to each daily activity, to each their own habits. There is so much space in me, semi-empty parking lots to be filled and large roads to be ridden. Concrete patchwork meets bushes, cement, sand, bricks and glass, plastics, wood and fiberglass. Scaffolding climbs and covered by mesh, just enough to tease you, to let you peek through. It is thrilling to think of your curiosity of me, to know of you wondering what I look like underneath the mesh, behind my artificial exteriors. My surfaces are many. I am a complex creature, a landscape both natural and artificial, layered with materials, with structures. Water veins run through me and electrical power pumps my muscle memory. I am erect, towering over you. I feel you. Every breath you take, every move you make, every bond you break, every step you take, I'll be watching you. Red, yellow, green. Go, 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 we are in it together now. I consent to your stimulation, your adoration, the care you take and your preservation. Railing sits, bolted and blocking one form of transportation from the other. Always prioritizing road traffic, but I much prefer the smooth tire touch of your Permobile cruising over my patchy sidewalks, or the textured sole of your shoe stumbling on my cobblestones. It tickles me. However, now we are stuck on public transportation and I am riding shotgun. The route is set to 99 and I feel villainous claiming myself in this way. But I will not be shamed for my deviant vanity and self-love, making do with the surgical inflicted upon me, accepting the curves and swerves you have carved out of the landscape to form me, to form my cityscape. Ride me, ride my spaghetti junction infrastructure. It works me up. Oh yes. Continue up that way. Yes. You are moving in the right direction. The suspense I feel as you make your way up the 933-meter brassiere-like structure with 36,000 liters of paint coating the decorated large steel beams that provide support for heavy, heavy traffic. Use those large, thick, worn, black rubber tires to glide over my accessories. A little bit more. Don't stop. Find the tip. The highest point is orgasmic. You see me laid bare beneath you, myself gaping open as my gushing river runs beneath you. I am so wet. They say any port in a storm. But darling, they are visiting this port all the time, rain or shine. Don't you feel insignificant now? Don't worry. Just because everyone has been here doesn't mean you still can't have a good time.